Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us. This time, we're going to be talking about Stanley v. Illinois.
Ooh, yeah, this is a big one.
It really is. It's a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court and really reshaped how we think about the rights of unwed fathers.
Absolutely. And you know what's so interesting about it? It really gets to the heart of how the law defines family and how those definitions can have a huge impact on people's lives.
Totally. We've got a case brief summary and some really interesting excerpts from the court's opinions, both the majority and the dissenting opinions. But first, to kind of set the scene, we should talk about Peter Stanley. He lived with Joan Stanley for 18 years. They had three children together, but they were never officially married.
And that's really the crux of the matter here, because when Joan Stanley passed away, Illinois law at the time said that children of unwed fathers automatically became wards of the state.
So just like that.
Just like that, Peter loses his kids simply because he wasn't married to their mother.
It's kind of hard to wrap your head around that today, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it highlights how much societal norms have shifted, but it also shows just how deeply ingrained these assumptions about family were back then.
It makes you think like, wow, things have really changed.
Absolutely. And this case was a big part of that change. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and honestly, it was a total game changer for parental rights.
So what did the Supreme Court actually decide in this case?
Well, they basically said, hold on, Illinois, you can't just assume that an unwed father is unfit. They ruled that unwed fathers are entitled to a hearing to prove they're fit before the state can just take their children away.
It seems like common sense now.
You would think so, right? But this was a landmark decision. It set a precedent for protecting the rights of unwed fathers all across the country.
I see. So they really sort of put their foot down and said, no more of this.
Exactly. The court recognized that a marriage certificate shouldn't be the deciding factor in whether or not you can be a loving and capable parent.
I mean, you would think so, yeah.
And they really emphasized the importance of that parent-child bond, regardless of marital status. In fact, there's this powerful quote from the majority opinion that I think really gets to the heart of it.
Okay, let's hear it.
It says that a parent's interest in the companionship, care, custody, and management of his or her children is a fundamental right. It's something that should be protected unless there's a seriously compelling reason to intervene.
It's kind of putting the child's rights first and foremost, too, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it recognizes that tearing a child away from a loving parent can be incredibly damaging, even if that parent isn't married.
And that brings us back to this idea of due process, right?
Yes, the Due Process Clause, which basically guarantees that you have the right to a fair hearing, a chance to be heard before the government can infringe on your rights.
So in this case, the state of Illinois couldn't just assume that Peter Stanley was unfit. They had to actually prove it.
Precisely. And they had to give him a real opportunity to present his case. It couldn't just be, oh, you're not married, case closed.
They really drew a line in the sand there, huh?
Absolutely. The court was making a powerful statement about the importance of individual rights, even when it comes to something as emotionally charged as family law.
So it sounds like this was a pretty big victory for Peter Stanley and for unwed fathers in general.
Oh, without a doubt. But it also raised some really interesting questions and sparked a lot of debate.
Ooh, like what kind of questions?
Well, for one thing, if the state does believe that a parent is unfit, how do they prove that? What evidence do they need to present?
Yeah, I mean, you can't just base it on assumptions, right? There needs to be some sort of standard.
Right. And then there's the question of, well, what about the mother's rights? How does this decision impact her role in all of this?
That's true. It's definitely a complex issue with a lot of different perspectives.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this case so fascinating. It really forces us to grapple with these fundamental questions about family, parenthood, and the role of the law in all of it.
So how did the court balance those competing interests? The rights of the father, the rights of the mother, and the best interests of the child.
Well, that's where things get even more interesting, because not everyone on the Supreme Court agreed with the majority opinion. In fact, Chief Justice Berger wrote a pretty scathing dissenting opinion.
Okay, so let's dive into that dissenting opinion. What were Berger's main arguments against the majority's decision?
Well, he had a couple of key points. First, he felt that the court had overstepped its bounds by introducing this due process issue that hadn't even been raised in the lower courts.
So he thought they were kind of going rogue, making up new arguments as they went along.
Kind of, yeah. He felt like they were injecting an issue that wasn't properly before them.
Interesting. What was his other point?
His other big argument was that Illinois was actually justified in prioritizing the mother's role when it came to unwed parents. He felt that the state had a legitimate interest in doing things that way.
So he was coming at it from a more traditional perspective, where the mother is seen as the primary caregiver.
Exactly. And you have to remember, this was 1972. Societal norms were quite different back then.
Yeah, the idea of a father being equally involved in child rearing wasn't as widely accepted as it is today.
Right. And Berger's dissent really reflects that. He even went so far as to say that the majority's decision was based on an idealized view of the family, one that didn't necessarily reflect the realities of the time.
Wow. Sounds like there was some real tension between those two viewpoints.
Definitely. And that's what makes this case so significant. It really exposed those tensions and forced a national conversation about what it means to be a family, what it means to be a parent, and how the law should reflect those evolving understandings.
It's amazing how one case can have such a ripple effect, isn't it? It really sparks a whole chain of questions and challenges us to rethink our assumptions.
Absolutely. And that's what we're all about here on this deep dive. We want to get you thinking critically about the law, about how it impacts our lives, and how we can work towards a more just and equitable society.
So before we move on to part two, I want to be super clear about something.
Yeah.
We're presenting both sides of this case, the majority opinion and the dissent. But we're not endorsing either viewpoint. We're simply laying out the information as it's presented in the sources, and we want you, the listener, to draw your own conclusions.
Exactly. We're not here to tell you what to think. We're here to give you the tools to think for yourself.
So stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve deeper into the lasting impact of this landmark decision.
I can't wait. This is going to be good. You know, one thing that really strikes me about Stanley v. Illinois is it didn't just change the law, it sparked a national conversation about what it means to be a family.
Yeah, it really challenged those traditional, like, cookie-cutter assumptions about what a family looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and who has the right to be called a parent.
Exactly. Before this case, unwed fathers were often seen as having, like, limited rights when it came to their children, you know? This decision forced states to recognize them as legitimate parents entitled to the same fundamental rights as any other parent.
It's like the court was saying, hey, being a good parent isn't about a piece of paper. It's about love, commitment, and being there for your kids.
And that shift in perspective had, like, ripple effects beyond just the legal realm, you know? Hmm. It contributed to a broader societal understanding of family, one that's more inclusive and acknowledges the many different ways families can be formed.
And it all comes back to that core principle of due process, which we talked about earlier.
Right.
The idea that the government can't just, like, swoop in and disrupt your life.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to something as fundamental as your relationship with your children, without giving you a fair chance to defend yourself.
Absolutely. It's about ensuring that the scales of justice are balanced, that individual rights aren't sacrificed for the sake of expediency or convenience.
So Stanley v. Illinois was a victory for parental rights, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it also raised a lot of complex questions.
It did.
Like, how do we balance the rights of parents with the responsibility of the state to protect children?
That's the ongoing challenge, right? Finding that delicate equilibrium between protecting individual rights and ensuring the well-being of children, especially when those interests might seem to be at odds.
Yeah, it's definitely not a simple equation. And as societal norms continue to evolve, like as we see more diverse family structures and different ways of defining parenthood, these questions become even more intricate.
Think about same-sex marriage, for instance, or the increasing prevalence of blended families. These are all relatively new concepts in the grand scheme of legal history, and they force us to constantly reevaluate how we apply those core principles of parental rights and child welfare.
So while Stanley v. Illinois provided a crucial foundation for protecting the rights of unwed fathers, it also opened the door for further legal and social dialogue about how to navigate those complexities.
And that dialogue is still ongoing today, playing out in courtrooms and legislatures across the country. Every new case, every new challenge to the traditional definition of family pushes us to re-examine those fundamental questions about what it means to be a parent and how the law should reflect those evolving realities.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture impact, but there's one specific aspect of Chief Justice Berger's dissent that I found particularly thought-provoking.
Oh, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. What stood out to you?
Well, he put a lot of emphasis on the legal framework of marriage. arguing that it creates legally enforceable obligations for both parents in a way that an unmarried relationship doesn't.
It's an interesting argument, especially considering how much our understanding of family structures has changed since 1972.
Exactly. Today, we see so many families that don't fit that traditional model of a married couple with children.
Yeah.
You know, so it begs the question, does the legal system need to adapt to reflect those changing realities?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do we reconcile those traditional legal frameworks with the diverse tapestry of modern families?
Berger's focus on marriage as a legal contract was certainly relevant in the context of that case.
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder, how do we ensure that the law protects the rights and well-being of children in all family structures, regardless of whether there's a marriage certificate involved?
Right. It's a reminder that legal precedents, however groundbreaking, are always subject to interpretation and reevaluation as society evolves.
And that's what makes this case and this discussion so fascinating. You know, it's not just about the legal details. It's about grappling with fundamental questions about family parenthood and how we create a system that's fair and just for everyone involved.
You've hit the nail on the head. Cases like Stanley v. Illinois aren't just about settling legal disputes. They're about shaping our understanding of ourselves as a society and challenging us to constantly strive for a more equitable and inclusive future.
Well said. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
yeah,
let's take a moment to appreciate how far we've come since 1972,
mm-hmm.
but also acknowledge that the conversation is far from over.
I agree. The journey toward truly equitable and inclusive family law is an ongoing one, and cases like Stanley v. Illinois serve as both milestones and guideposts along the way.
Okay, ready for part three? I'm curious to hear what final thought you have for our listener today. So we've really gotten into Stanley v. Illinois in this deep dive.
We have.
We've gone from the nitty-gritty details of the case itself to the big picture stuff about parental rights and how our idea of family has changed so much.
Yeah, and as we wrap up, I think it'd be good to just zoom out for a sec and think about what this all means for, you know, for our listeners.
I like that, getting personal.
Yeah, so think about this. How has our understanding of family changed since this case back in 72? What new challenges and opportunities do those new definitions of family give us, both personally and as a whole society?
It's like Stanley v. Illinois kind of opened a can of worms.
Yeah.
You know, all these questions about how we define family and parenthood and the rights and responsibilities that come with being a parent.
And those questions are even more relevant now than they were back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about it. Same-sex marriage, blended families, single-parent households, all these different ways that families come together today. It makes you wonder, does the legal system need to change to catch up with these new realities?
It's a huge question.
Right.
And I don't think there's one right answer.
Okay.
But that's what makes these conversations so important.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wrestle with these complicated issues, challenge our own assumptions, and figure out how to make a legal system that's truly fair and just for every kind of family.
Exactly. And remember, this conversation isn't over just because we're wrapping up this episode. Stanley v. Illinois was a huge moment for parental rights, but it's just one piece of a much bigger puzzle.
It's so true. So keep asking those questions, listeners. Keep exploring these ideas and keep pushing for a world where every family is seen respected and protected no matter what they look like or how they came to be.
That's what it's all about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. It's been a pleasure exploring Stanley v. Illinois with you.
Absolutely. And until next time, keep those brains working.